I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? It's the Halloween party! Call me with your spooky stories.
I'm working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They
played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
Whoa.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Oh no, Igor's here.
Mash.
I am Marlena, and you are listening to ACB Radio Mainstream, where it is Halloween, and we are doing the Halloween party thing. It's kind of an open forum night as well. We'll be with you for the next hour, and the number to call is 1-866-666-7926 if it's between 1 and 2 Universal on Monday, and 8 and 9 Pacific on the East Coast on Sunday. 8 and 9 Eastern on the East Coast on Sunday, and 5 and 6 Pacific, then you are listening live. If you're hearing this at any other time, my foggy voice and that number won't work because it leads to a fax machine. Well, we've got all kinds of things going on tonight. We got ghosts, we got goblins, we got trick-or-treat, we got who knows what, and I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know, what are some of your fondest Halloween memories, your scariest Halloween stories? And do you think blind people can really see ghosts? We've also got a contest going on for the person who calls in with the best witch or warlock laugh, to be determined by none other than Gary the Board Guy. We have for you a box of Halloween trick-or-treat. Actually, treats donated by our good friends, I can't talk, our good friends at blindtreasures.com. So, what are your Halloween memories? Or anything else you might like to talk about? Now, as I try to regain my voice here, there truly must be goblins in this room because the voice was working quite well right up to airtime. If you call in with a laugh, and the ghosts and goblins who are listening like it, this is what you'll hear. Oh, they're all over the place. Yes. Okay. So, if you call in with, I don't know what I'm doing. If you call in with a good laugh, then you'll hear the applause. If the ghosts and goblins don't like it, then you might hear nothing. Let's see. So, who knows? The ghosts and the goblins aren't cooperating here. So the telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. We got all kinds of things going on here. And I don't know about you, but we hardly get any trick-or-treaters anymore at our house. There we go. We got everything. Got those ghosts and goblins taken care of now. We hardly get any trick-or-treaters at our house. And, you know, last year we bought all kinds of candy and ended up eating it so ourselves. Gee, what a sad thing that was. This year we bought very little candy and watch, we'll probably get a bazillion kids coming to the door. Got a little bit of Halloween humor from my good friend Hap Holly, who may not want to be credited for this humor, actually, the more I think about it. Hap was a guest back on the old Blind Spot, and we have twisted his arm, and you may hear from him sooner rather than later here on the Marlena Show. But just to get you in the Halloween mood, what do you get when you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? You get pumpkin pie, P-I. How do you make a witch stew? Keep her waiting for hours. Ooh, that would make a witch stew. 1-866-666-7926. And we are waiting to give away a box of chocolates from Blind Treasures. And spending Halloween together. And, you know, it occurs to me that we have a phone call. Good. Boy, I'm saved by the bell on that one. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Well, you said the folks might hear from you sooner than later.
Oh, no!
Marlena.
Yeah, saved by the bell here.
Which bell might that be? I'm going to turn my volume down. We have the 7 second delay or what have you.
Yes.
This is Hap Holly in Des Plaines, Illinois, where we've had a rather, well, a quieter Halloween than we have in past years. I think there's a couple reasons why. One, it's the weekend. It's Sunday. And therefore, I suspect there are more parents who are actually having in-house parties for the kids.
Yeah, could be.
And having it in the afternoon on Sunday since there's no school today. Also, I suppose there's a certain amount of concern for the safety of the kids. I think that has been terribly overpublicized, and urban myths about poisoned apples and razor blades and apples and
yeah. And
the like, which is really too bad. But it's interesting we're getting more of them in groups now, Marlena. 5, 6, 7 kids.
You know, do you know the old Peter, Paul, and Mary song, on their live album where it's called A Solon, but they talk about, and these bands of armored children come banging on your
No, I'm not familiar with that.
That's quite funny, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't gotten any this year. I don't know where they are.
I mean, you actually are in your house.
Yes, I'm in my house.
And if somebody came to the door, we would.
We would. The doorbell would ring. The dog would bark. You know, I'm in my pumpkin outfit.
Oh, do we want to hear about that? Perhaps not.
Now, do you want to enter the warlock laughter contest?
I'm not. Well, I really didn't call for that.
But see, you're the first caller and the first caller.
Yes, I'll embarrass myself. Maybe somebody else will after I do.
All right. Get ready, Gary, the board guy, as soon as we...
I wish I had some reverb here behind me.
Now, no fair.
Oh, no, I don't have any, so it'll be dry.
Just because you're Mr. Techie here.
I'm sorry.
All right. This is Hap Holly from Des Plaines, Illinois, with his best. Now, hang on. Let me get this art ready. With his best warlock laugh. Okie dokie. Hang on. Gary the board guy is going to pick up, and then we don't have a hold system here. So go ahead, Gary the board guy. Pick up.
Ooh, high tech we have here.
I know. We're real high tech. All right. Talk to you later. 1-866-666-7926. And Gary the board guy is taking the information for our first contestant. Okay, another joke from the very same Hap Holly. What happened to the guy who couldn't keep up payment to his exorcist? He was repossessed. Oh, dear. So bad. 1-866-666-7926. Did anybody ever go apple dunking? Anybody go apple dunking? And, you know, that's where you would get down on your hands and knees in front of a great big pot of water with apples in it. And some one of those apples had a quarter stuck inside of it. That was back in the days when you could do those sorts of things and people didn't suspect you of doing mean, awful things. It's about 14 minutes past the hour on a Monday UTC or a Sunday North America. If you're listening to this at any other time between 1 and 2 Universal, or 8 to 9 Eastern Sunday and 5 to 6 Pacific, you are listening to a rerun and the toll-free number does not work. But in the meantime, the toll-free number works now and it's 1-866-666-7926, and they went away. Try it again. 1-866-666-7926. We have one person brave enough thus far to enter the great witch or warlock laughter contest. Let's see. What do you call a person who puts rat poison in another person's cornflakes? A serial killer. Oh, boy. Hap, where did you get these? I don't know. I'm trying to remember back to my first Halloween. And, I can remember I grew up in New England, so Halloween was always pretty darn cold. And I remember having a little plastic jack-o'-lantern with a little, like flashlight type thing inside of it. But I don't remember what I dressed up as. I don't know. Cannot remember that. Maybe everyone is out tonight at Halloween parties. I tell you, I don't know. Where is everyone tonight? Phone is very quiet, which is unusual. So, in keeping with the spirit of the holiday, how about if we play another little song about witches?
Hey, witch doctor, give us the magic words.
All right, you go ting tang, walla walla ping ping.
All right.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang.
Do 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 do.
I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
And we have a call, so we're going to stop the witch doctor and bring the caller in. Hello, caller, with whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling on this ghoulish night?
Well, this is Matthew from Ohio.
Matthew from Ohio, good evening.
Good evening to you, too.
And what do you want to say about Halloween?
Well, I'd like to enter in, if you don't mind.
You have a laugh you'd like to enter in. All right.
Yes.
All right, we'll tell Gary the board guy to get ready. Get ready, Gary the board guy. We've got another laugh entry. All right, are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
All right. We're waiting for your warlock laugh.
Okay. How's that?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. All right. Well, we'll get Gary, the board guy, to pick up on the line here, and we'll thank you for calling and entering the contest.
No problem.
All right. Hang on for Gary, the board guy.
Okay.
There's always a little bit of delay here. He's listening on the air, so we need to wait for him to... So did you go out trick-or-treating or anything like that? Ah, there he is. All right. I'll turn you over.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And that was Matthew from Ohio entering the laugh contest. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's a little different program tonight, huh? I mean, you know what? It's Halloween, guys. You know, we got to get into the spirit. How do you mend a broken jack-o'-lantern with a pumpkin patch? Don't blame me. Let me tell you, don't blame me for these things. No. This is my friend Hap, you know? You know what I'm saying? We'll start that witch doctor song up again and we'll wait for the next call. Or the next bad joke. I'm not sure which.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang.
You can enter the laugh contest. 1-866-666-7926. Or tell me your favorite Halloween story.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Can blind people see ghosts?
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
And we have a call. So we're going to take the witch doctor off and bring the caller in. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking on this ghoulish night?
Kizzy from Ohio.
Who's that from Ohio?
Kizzy.
Kizzy? Well, hello. I don't think we've ever spoken, have we?
No.
Well, it's nice to have you.
Thank you.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
So what do you remember about Halloween?
Trick or treating, getting a lot of candy.
Oh, what was your favorite candy?
Anything chocolate.
I agree. Did you want to enter the laugh contest?
No, I think I'll pass.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, we need a witch.
You need a win?
Yeah. Can you turn your computer down just a little bit?
Got you.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. There you go. So where are you from in Ohio?
Mansfield.
Okay. Have you listened to the show before?
No, I'm actually really not here. I'm not usually here on Sunday.
Oh, well, I'm glad you are now.
I'm just listening today.
Well,
my friend told me about it. He just called in a few minutes ago.
Oh, was that Matthew?
Uh-huh.
Ah, great.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, Matthew's a regular listener. He calls in a lot. So what do you do in Ohio?
I go to school.
Oh, what are you studying?
I'm in my last year of high school.
Very cool.
And I like to read.
Very cool. So are you a Braille reader?
Yes.
Good for you.
Are you too?
Oh, yes, indeed.
I also like books on tape.
Indeed, indeed. All right, well, call me anytime.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Okay,
hey, listen, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's Kizzy from Ohio.
And the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me.
I'm waiting for those stories. Waiting for those laughs. Win that great box of chocolates. Oh, there's a pumpkin walking around my room. Oh, now wait, that's just the dog. Going to let you hear how to win his heart. We're going to go over into the chat room. We got a couple of people sitting over there in the chat room, and I'm not sure if they're international listeners or not, but since the phones are pretty quiet tonight, we see in the chat room, we see Gary Wood, and we see John in the chat room. So I'm going to key up here and see if either Gary or John wants to come on and tell us anything about their Halloweens, or maybe even enter the Warlock Laugh Contest. We need a woman to call. We don't have any witches. We have only warlocks tonight. What's going on? Where's all these witches? Anyway, we will unkey. We're in the chat room right now, and we're going to unkey, and there'll be a pause on the air, and then we'll see if anyone keys up in the chat room. You guys in the chat room ready? Here we go. And while we wait to see if anyone keys up, we'll just give a little chatter, and apparently no one is going to key up. Go ahead and try it again in the chat room. Try it again. And we'll just wait a second. And we heard someone start to talk.
Hello, this is John speaking.
Hello, John, and where are you speaking from?
Hello, this is John speaking from the chat room here.
And where are you calling from, John? And we have another caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
Cincinnati.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back to you. John in the chat room, where are you speaking from? Well, since we've got a caller, we'll get back to John in the chat room. But we've got a caller from Cincinnati. Good evening.
Good evening.
And who am I speaking with?
Annie.
Annie?
Yes.
We've never spoken before, have we?
No, somebody just kind of randomly told me about this. I was like, okay, I'll give it a try.
Just give it a try, see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's your Halloween going?
Oh, it's going okay.
Yeah? Yeah, did you do anything? Did you have a party or anything like that?
Yeah, I had a party with my family. It was pretty exciting.
Well,
I didn't go trick-or-treating this year, though. I'm not...
You kind of grow up and don't do that anymore, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do in Cincinnati?
Just hang out and have fun.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Go to school, you know, have a good time.
Yeah? Where do you go to school?
Indian Hill.
And is that a college or high school?
School.
Oh, what year are you in?
Senior.
Well, good for you.
It's the big year.
Well, it's the big year. So what are you going to do when you graduate?
I don't know. I'm hoping to go to college.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Yeah, I was a senior once.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it was wonderful.
But it was about 156 years ago.
Oh, yes. I believe it.
Yeah, it's a great time though, isn't it? I mean, it's exciting and.
I mean, you have your good time, you have your good days, and you have your bad days.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the way life is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think you want to do when you finally stop going to school?
Well, I'd like to continue singing. I'm really big into singing, so.
Are you? What kind of music do you sing?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Classical, theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to sing a couple of bars for us of something?
Oh.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yes.
How about, since your name is Annie, do you know anything from Annie? Like, tomorrow?
I was in that play.
You were? Well, then you know something.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow. Clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're always a day away.
That's fabulous!
Oh, I did my best.
That's fabulous. Usually this is a talk show, but since it's Halloween, we're doing all kinds of cool things, and you're about the best thing that's come over the airs since I started.
Well, thank you.
That's fabulous. So you were in your high school play in Annie, is that right?
Well, actually, this was way back when I was in eighth grade.
Wow. So what did you do? Did you get your lines brailled and then you memorized them that way?
Yes, I did. Actually, I wasn't Annie. I was a servant, a hot dog seller, a Hooverville gang, and oh, let's not forget a Boylan sister.
That's great. Oh, that is really fabulous. Well, do you want to enter the laugh contest?
Oh, sure, you bet.
All right, well, we got to tell Gary the board guy. We got to yell over my shoulder. Get ready, Gary the board guy. Oh, it's Halloween, right? We have to have fun on Halloween. So, All right, so you're going to be the first witch.
Okay.
I'm glad we have at least one witch, so get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the ACB Radio Mainstream Laugh Contest. Witch Annie. All right. Now, as soon as Gary the board guy picks up, he will get your email address, And he's the one that's going to make the decision at the end of the show.
Oh, gosh. And that's going to be emailed to me?
Well, we'll announce it. We'll announce it. And then we'll get your email address so that we can pass it on to the people at Blind Treasures who will send the chocolates.
Oh, gosh.
But we're still waiting for Gary, the board guy, to pick up the phone here. Because we're not sophisticated enough to have a hold system, you know? Come on, Gary, the board guy. Ah, there he is. All right, Annie, you take care. There, okay. The telephone number to call for this poor excuse for a radio show is 1-866-666-7926. And I am Marlena, and I will be with you for another less than half an hour. Aren't you glad? Oh, my goodness. Let me look over here and see what other words wisdom we have from our Halloween file. Okay. So, oh, I don't think we've done this one. All right. What do you get when you cross Dracula with Sleeping Beauty? You get tired blood. Why was the mummy so tense? He was all wound up. I didn't write these. I truly didn't. 1-866-666-7926. We're working on some interesting shows for the next, to be aired within the next few weeks. One of them is profiling people, blind people who own businesses. And what we're going to do with that is probably do a two-hour spot, probably between Thanksgiving and, well, maybe the week before Thanksgiving or just the week after Thanksgiving, to profile blind people who own businesses from which you can do Christmas shopping. I mean, why not keep, you know, a little trade in the family, as it were? By the way, the line is now free, 1-866-666-7926. So if you know anyone or you are someone who owns a business and you would like to be profiled on that program, what you need to do is get a hold of me. And to do that, you can write Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, Marlena at acbradio.org, and let me know what your business is. What I will do then is contact you at a previously established time and have you come on the air and talk about your business and maybe for 10 minutes or so and highlight some of the things that you sell or services you provide and try to get you some business over the Christmas or holiday season. So if you own a business or you know someone who does and they are blind or visually impaired, then get hold of me, Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org, and we will feature you in that special program that we're going to do. We're also going to be bringing on the guy responsible for these jokes. And then you can call him up and yell at him. Nah, then he won't come on. Forget it. Hap Holly is someone who I interviewed back on one of the old blind spots. You can go up on the on-demand section. I think the program's still up there. But the audio was pretty poor, and I was just sort of learning how to use my equipment back then. And Hap provides a fabulous service within the amateur radio and shortwave listening community. So that's, I won't tell you anymore. But he has agreed to to come on the program and talk a bit about what he does and a bit about getting into amateur radio. It's a love in this house. Both Gary, the board guy, and I are amateur radio operators, and so we have a fondness for that. The telephone number again is 1-866-666-7926. Wasn't Annie great? Man, that girl can sing. She really, Annie, if you're still listening, I'd like you to send me an email, at the email address I've been giving, which is Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your music and find out if you've got any MP3s. It'd be kind of nice to get you up in the ACB Cafe, where we have all blind artists 24/7. And it would be really nice to get some of your music up there. So if you're listening, drop me a note and let's talk about how we might be able to achieve that. It is just almost 38 minutes past the hour. We'll be with you till the top of the hour here at the Halloween party. Oh, what was that? I don't know what that was. Oh, dear. Who knows? Anyway, we're going to take a look back into the chat room and see if anyone in the chat room would like to add anything to this craziness tonight. And as soon as I unkey chat room, someone else can hit their right control key. In case you're wondering, what is this chat room I'm talking about? If you are an international listener and the toll-free number will not work for you, it works all over North America, but we have people listening in Germany and UK and just all over the world. So to accommodate that, what we do is we simulcast into one of the chat rooms located at www.ourplace.acbradio.org, and we're in the speakeasy room. So you would select the speakeasy room. I'm losing my voice again. You would select the speakeasy room. And the way you speak is that you press and hold your right control key, and you'll hear your computer make a little burp, and that will tell you that you've in fact got the microphone. So let's key up and see if either Gary Wood or Maddox, who's now in the chat room, wants to say anything. So we'll key up. And while we do that, we'll provide a little bit of on-air chatter here so that you guys don't hear dead air. And it would seem that no one wants to chat in the chat room, so that's cool. That's all right. Let's go back over here. Oh, my goodness. So, this is about the quietest the phones have been, and I feel, you know what, you guys, I feel like I'm doing a public radio telethon. 1-866-666-7926. I know that I've been away for a month, and it's Halloween, and, it's hard to kind of figure out who's gonna be where and when they're gonna be there. So, to continue to celebrate this ghoulish night, and while I wait for your calls, listen to this. No, not you. You. I can't get anything to work right tonight, can I? Goodness gracious. I'm not quite sure why this song is labeled its name, but it's the other song. So, we will stop this and try one more time. There we go.
put a spell on you.
That's what happened. He put a spell on my equipment.
Because you're mine.
That's what you think, buddy.
Stop the things you do.
Six 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 7926.
I put a spell on you.
You too can enter the witch or warlock laugh contest. We've only got one witch. Ah, we got somebody interested. We're going to stop the music. Bring in the phone line. Hello, you are with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
It's Rosie.
It's Rosie.
It's Rosie. I'm sitting here listening to this and my head's going back to Perkins.
I'll put a spell on you.
Yeah, I bet you would. I was just thinking, you know, like we had the ghost wax.
Oh, the ghost wax.
Those were a blast.
Tell everybody about them. Only you and I know what we're talking about.
I know. We used to go around, I think, didn't we go down the tunnel, I think?
Yes.
And around the corridors.
Yes.
And the teachers had these dresses on, and they made us stick our fingers in spaghetti and all, and tapioca and all
and
kinds
we
of stuff.
Thought we were haunted.
Yeah, I know. It was really something else. You know what I was thinking of doing?
Yeah.
Playing part of the Dance Macabre.
Whoa!
But I don't know if it's going to work or not. I mean, my keyboard's close enough.
Well, give it a shot. We'll see what happens. This is talent night. It's Halloween.
All right, just a second.
All right. This woman is extremely talented, you guys. This is well worth it if it works. We are waiting for Rosie. Hello, Rosie. I don't know what happened to Rosie. Oh, I hear something in the background. Rosie! Ah, there she goes. See, we'll wait for her to get back to the phone. She should be coming back soon. There she is.
Oh, my God, it came through. I didn't think it would.
Oh, that was great. Now, do I recall that you have played with the Boston Pops?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you're a very talented person, Rosalie Hoffman Gumis.
Thank you. I play that in ballet class at least once a year.
And that's your job, right? That's one of the things you do is you play for ballet classes.
That's right.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I also do custom CDs, which I can send you that information in your email. I don't know. I got two addresses for you, but I'll send it to you, the one you suggested.
Yeah, send it to the ACB Radio one, because I'm going to be collecting all these businesses and putting them together and just trying to get people to do some holiday shopping from, you know, places within the blind community.
Oh, yeah. I have a Christmas CD, which Amy Rule got, and some of the people from my church has gotten it, and I also get a hymn CD.
Great.
Along with ballet CDs and some other Haitian CDs that people wanted, at least tried to imitate the stuff.
Great.
And I have a catalog I could put in your, I don't know, I can send it to you some way if you're interested.
Yeah, probably what I'll do when I profile you, I'll let you just go ahead and take, you know, 10 minutes or so, figure out what it is you want to say and get people to come and buy your music.
All right. Hey, you've been a good friend.
Well, thank you. So have you. Hey, listen, do you want to enter the laugh contest?
I don't know what I got the good enough voice for. Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Go get Gary the board guy.
Yeah, well, hey, Gary the board guy, we got another one. All right. On the count of three, we are getting ready for Rosalie the Witch. One, two, three. Okay, now we just have to wait for Gary the board guy to pick up, and what I'll ask you to do is just real quickly so that the line will free up is give him your email address.
Okay,
and,
there's only one thing. I can't eat that candy, though, because
well, you can give it to somebody.
It's not sugar-free.
You can give it to somebody else.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So he'll be picking up here in just a minute. I can't put you on hold, so
all right.
That's what I have to wait. So as soon as he picks up, the number to call is 1-866-666-7926.
How did it sound in your end?
Sounded great.
I mean, it was clear and everything?
Yeah. And there's Gary the board guy. All right,
Gary.
Okay, that's Rosie with all her enthusiasm. And it is just about 49 minutes past the hour. We may have time for one more witch or warlock to call. But in the meantime, I'm going to put a spell on you on this Halloween.
What's up? I lie.
And we've got another call, so we're going to stop screaming Jay Hawkins, and we're going to bring the caller into the room. Happy Halloween, caller. With whom am I speaking?
Hey, Marlena, it's Colby Garrison.
Hello, Colby. We've been writing forever an email, haven't we?
Yep.
Well, it's really nice to meet you.
You too.
My goodness gracious, what a nice Halloween surprise from me. Before we get started with Halloween stuff. You've got something you want to tell people, right?
Yes.
Well, let's do it.
We have two email lists that I have started. One is actually with another person, and the other one I started on my own. So
go ahead and tell them.
Okay, well, one is for the discussion of note takers, and the other one is for the discussion of having prosthetic eyes.
Now, the discussion of note takers, I can understand. I think that's a great list to have. But the discussion of prosthetic eyes, now what made you think about that?
Well, I recently got these scleral shells, and there was a website that I came across that had a list on it, but I somehow got stopped, and I just thought I wanted to bring that list back because I thought that it was an interesting subject.
Well, I think it's a fascinating subject. You know, I have two prosthetic eyes, And I don't have just the shells. I have actually, you know, my whole eyes are removed.
Mm-hmm.
So have you worn scleral shells for always?
No, I got my left one last year, and I actually just got my right one 2 weeks ago.
So do you think people react to you differently?
Well, I'm in the 10th grade, and I've noticed that more people, like, I can sometimes tell when somebody's looking at me because you can kind of feel when they're, you know, observing you.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that some people look at me more and they, you know, I think they're curious because the eyes kind of changed overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get to choose the color that you wanted?
I wanted green, but my parents wanted me to have blue. So we went with blue. But apparently they did it after my dad's eyes, so it's really bright. And it kind of catches your eye, I guess.
Well, you know what's funny? I wanted green, too. But everybody said, no, 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 you have to have brown. So I have very dark brown eyes. And people can't tell that I can't see. And so they'll look at me and they're like standing at a counter, you know, and they don't see my dog.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so they'll look at me and I don't know they're looking at me and I don't know I'm looking at them. Well, tell us the way that people can, sign up on your list. I think it's great.
Okay. Well, the first, I'll give you the no ticker discussion list, sign up info first. Both the lists are hosted at smartgroups.com. And so if they want to subscribe to the note takers list, they can send a blank email message to notetakers-subscribe@smartgroups.com.
Okay. notetakers-subscribe@smartgroups.com. And mm-hmm. What about the other one?
And if they want to subscribe to the Prosthetic Eyes email list, they can send a blank email to prostheticeyes-subscribe@smartgroups.com.
Okay, prostheticeyes-subscribe. And prosthetic eyes is all one word?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And then they should receive an email saying that they've been added to the list.
Okay, and which one did you begin on your own?
I began the prosthetic eyes discussion list on my own. The note-takers list was actually a friend of mine. We were surprised that there wasn't a forum where everybody could discuss all types of note-takers. There's specific product list because I have a Pac-Mate and I'm on the Pac-Mate list and
sure.
There's of course the list for the Braille note and all the lists for the legacy note takers, but we just thought it would be nice for people to have a forum where they could discuss all types of note takers and compare them.
That sounds great to me. What do you want to do when you finish going to school, whenever that may be?
I want to go to college and I want to major in music and special education and minor in psychology.
Why, we have the most talented young people listening here. So what, real quickly, what kind of music do you do?
I like country a lot and Christian.
So do you sing?
Yes.
All right, give me 45 seconds.
No!
Knock yourself out. Come on, Colby.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to do.
Knock yourself out.
Oh, I don't suggest a song. I don't know.
Let's see. I don't know what you know. How about, you know, Love is a Rose?
Yes.
All right. Give me 45 seconds of Love is a Rose.
Okay. Some say love, it is a razor that leads your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. I say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. Is that 45 seconds?
That's great! That's great! Alright! That's fabulous!
Thank you.
Now, do you want to enter the laugh contest?
I'll pass on the laugh contest.
You'll pass on the laugh. Well, I won't make you since I may just sing. Well, it is wonderful to meet you.
You too.
And you call me anytime.
Okay, keep up the good work.
All right, well, you too.
Thank you.
All righty, take care, Colby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you what, you guys, these kids are something to behold. I am so proud of my, the members of my audience who are young blind kids in high school doing these great things. Each and every one of you, I take my hat off to you. You guys are fabulous. Oh, we've got another quick call. Let's bring them into the room. Hello, we're almost at the end of the show. Who am I speaking with?
This is Darlene.
Well, hello, Darlene. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's great. Did you want to enter the laugh contest?
What is it?
It's we're having a contest for the people who sound the most like a witch or a warlock. We have one prize to give away, a box of chocolates.
I don't know. I'm not good at sounds.
Well, that's quite all right. Are you having a good Halloween? I know what you did for part of your Halloween.
Yeah, and then I took my daughter out trick-or-treating.
And your daughter's how old?
Three.
And what's her name?
Rachel.
Well, and people, stay tuned. You may be hearing this voice on ACB Radio Interactive one of these days not too far off, right?
Right.
Well, did you have any memories real quick of Halloween that you wanted to share?
Do what?
Did you have any memories real quick of Halloween that you want to share?
No, not really. I was a pumpkin this year.
All right. Well, happy Halloween.
Thank you. And we'll, you too.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. We are asking Gary the board guy to come in and announce the winner. Here he comes. I'm putting everybody on the spot tonight. Are you coming? Yeah, he's coming. Here he comes. We've got all kinds of stuff. We're remodeling our house, and Gary the board guy rolls around the earth instead of walks, and so he has to get through all this stuff. But here he comes. Who is the winner, Gary the board guy?
Well, I can't get real close to the microphone, but after having considered and run this through many, many statistical number crunches and then put it in the mayonnaise jar on the top step of Funkin' Wagnall's doorstep, I have determined that Matthew is the winner.
Matthew! Woo-hoo! Matthew from Ohio is the winner. So we will be forwarding your information on, and you will win chocolates. Well, I tell you what, you guys, we made it to probably the craziest Marlena program there ever is, there ever will be. I am so glad that you all spend Halloween with me and with Gary the Board Guy. And we want to thank Gary the Board Guy for being the austere and esteemed judge of the laugh contest. See you next week, guys. Stay safe. Happy Halloween. I'll put a spell on you too. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place.